It's now 7:45. This is Morning Edition on NHPR. NHPR's Josh Rogers joins us now for the latest on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
This weekend, Josh brought Hillary Clinton some endorsements from the Concord Monitor and the Boston Globe. Now, the Monitor has endorsed Clinton in 2008. The Globe chose then-Senator Barack Obama then. Now, you'd have to see this as a good news, perhaps needed good news right now for Clinton.
I'd say it is good news for Clinton. She also picked up the support of the Des Moines Register out in Iowa. Given the state of this race, it's fair to say that every little bit helps. But the endorsements have piled up for Hillary Clinton from the start, and they haven't made life easy for her yet. So we'll see.
Yeah. Both Clinton and Bernie Sanders will be focused on Iowa this week. And they were both in New Hampshire late last week, though. Clinton sat down, in fact, with NHPR for a candidate forum Friday, which will be airing at 9 o'clock. What is your sense of how the race is going?
Well, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have sharpened their critiques of each other. Clinton's suggestion, pretty much regardless of the issue, is that Bernie Sanders' approach is impractical. Sanders' argument, meanwhile, is that Clinton has got some big things, fundamental things for many Democrats wrong in her career, her Iraq war vote, her eager collection of millions of dollars worth of speaking fees from moneyed interest, close to $700,000 from the financial firm Goldman Sachs, is the one Sanders cites most often after she stepped down as Secretary of State, but while writing her campaign, suggesting that she's ill-equipped to deal with Wall Street.
Yeah, now these critiques square with polling, I assume.
Well, they do. A poll last week from WMUR found 60% of likely primary voters, Democratic primary voters, see Clinton as the more plausible president based on credentials. But that poll also showed that about half of the people voting in the Democratic primary see her as the least trustworthy Democratic candidate. Now, you know, the trust issue isn't a new problem for Clinton, but the polling suggests the numbers may be getting worse, and it's not a good time for that, obviously.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about likely Democratic primary voters. That's Democrats and independent or undeclared voters.
Yes, and the role of undeclared voters who stand at about 40% of the electorate, they outnumber either party, is something, you know, campaigns, Republican and Democrat, are both struggling to figure out this year.
Isn't it always a struggle?
Well, there are some rules of thumb. One is that primary winners have always carried the majority of their party. In 2008, for instance, President Obama had more independent support than did Hillary Clinton, but she had the support of more registered Democrats, and she did win. Another thing worth remembering is that undeclared voters, at least the ones who vote regularly, tend to lean and often lean decidedly towards one party or another. So some true swing voters are out there, but most undeclared voters don't swing too much. And those that do tend to be kind of low information voters who make up their mind at the very last minute. But there's also some truth to the idea that some independents will choose to go where the action is, i.e. vote in the more exciting primary, and that competitive races boost those folks' turnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I've heard, Josh, from some undecided independent voters is, I haven't made up my mind, but I know I don't want to vote for Trump and I don't want to vote for Clinton.
I've heard a good deal of that, too. And whether that's attributable to the fact that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are the best known candidates running, period, and evoke strong feelings, or if there's something more nuanced to be gleaned, you know, it's hard to say. I've spoken to enough people who lean Democrat who say they plan to take GOP ballots to try to slow down Donald Trump, and enough people who lean Republican who want to weaken Clinton who say they may vote Bernie Sanders, that I'm prepared to believe there'll be a reasonable amount of what you might call strategic voting this year. But if you look at the numbers from the last time we had competitive races on both sides of the ballot, and that was in 2008, of the, you know, 500,000 plus ballots cast, about 200,000 of those came from independents. So it's a big number.
Yeah, so it is possible that the New Hampshire primary might be won this year by a candidate who didn't carry the majority of their own party?
Possible, I guess. When you've got candidates like Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders who sell themselves as real breaks from their parties, and in the case of Sanders, the guy did only become an official Democrat when he filed to run in New Hampshire, I guess it's possible. But if it were to happen, I think it would be far more likely on the Republican side, where there are more candidates to split the registered Republican vote, leaving a path for somebody like Trump to still pick up a decent slug of Republican votes and maybe a lot of independent votes. The arithmetic on the Democratic side makes that a lot less likely. But as far as the Democrats go, I'll mention another thing about that WMUR poll. It showed Sanders leading Clinton among registered Democrats, a first for that poll. And while it could be an outlier, if it holds, Sanders would be looking pretty good here.
Okay, but 2 weeks is a long time at the tail end of a New Hampshire primary year.
It's a very long time, Rick. Yeah. It's always a good thing to bear in mind.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Josh Rogers is NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. By the way, you can follow Josh on Twitter. It's at Josh Rogers, NHPR.